Detective Ryan Miller at E7704, the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Today's date is January 21st, 2014. It's 1:45 p.m. I am at the District 1 Conference Room, 3228 Gun Club Road. With me is Sergeant David
Groover, G-R-O-O-V-E-R, ID number is 6029.
And Criminal Defense Attorney
David Roth, 515 North Flagler Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401.
And Robert,
Robert Spallina, 7387 Wisteria Avenue in Parkland, Florida, 33076.
And can you just provide your date of birth, Robert?
June 9th, 1965.
Okay. Appreciate you coming in here today to speak with me. And you do understand that you can leave anytime you want. I mean, you're not being detained here. And I just want you to understand that because you are in the Sheriff's Office building, which is a secure building, and the door is shut. But if you wish to leave, you are free to go. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you'd just like to explain to me, you know, what the purpose of this meeting was, and again, I do appreciate you coming to speak with me.
I just wanted to come forward if, there was, something done in our office that was done to effectuate clients' wishes, and there's been so much that has happened after his death, primarily related to his son Elliot and causing problems with everybody and everything, that I just didn't think it was at this point right to keep it in anymore.
Okay, so for me to preface that a little bit, we're talking about Simon Bernstein, who's now deceased?
Yes, okay. Sir.
And today, our meeting, is it kind of fall around a certain document?
I mean, yes, it does.
And do you have a copy of that document that we could view together?
Yes, I do.
If you don't mind getting it now. Yeah.
First Amendment to the Shirley Bernstein Trust Agreement that was executed on November 18th, 2008. Myself and Rachel Walker were witnesses to the document. Rachel Walker is Shirley Bernstein's personal assistant and worked in the home with Shirley, who was a fairly ill woman. And our assistant, Kimberly Moran, was there and notarized the document.
Okay.
This document, the only thing that this document does is that if you read paragraph one, it deletes a provision for one of Mrs. Bernstein's step-grandsons, who was eliminated from the original trust, which provided the device to him of $200,000.
Okay. So it eliminates him.
It eliminates a devise that would have otherwise gone to him.
And who does it go to then?
It just would have, her estate would have just gone down to who ultimately Cy pointed to, or to Cy. Cy survived. At the time that she executed this, she was alive. When Cy died after she executed this, everything went to Simon, her husband.
Okay. So, and from what I was understanding from a previous meeting reference, the other documents, the accounting document we'd spoken about, you'd explained to me in that meeting that once Shirley passed, everything went to Simon.
Correct.
So, if you need a drink, it's okay. Take a couple breaths.
Okay.
All right. Just remember, I didn't go to law school, so I gotta understand.
I want to draw the picture.
Okay, you can.
Let me do this for you. Okay.
tape while he's drawing?
We are ending this recording at 1:51. Okay, back.